From me, Father Emil, and a very warm welcome to you to the programme As the Sun Sets. Today is the feast, for us as Dominicans, the solemnity of whom we call our Holy Father Dominic, our Holy Father Dominic, St. Dominic. So it's St. Dominic's feast day today, and thank you so much for joining me at the end of the day to celebrate the evening prayer of the Church. Well, I hope today to spend the evening just celebrating with my brothers and celebrating the feast of St. Dominic. And I invite you to celebrate with me as we celebrate the evening prayer of the Church and reflect on the Scriptures. Dominic, a great, great saint in the history of the Church, and continues to leave his mark on the Church. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Blessed are you If you are poor and lonely, for you will have your place with God in heaven. And when you weep, my hand is on your shoulder. Wherever you shall go, there will I be. Wherever you shall go, there will I be.
I have become a minister of the gospel according to the bountiful gift of God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have become a minister of the gospel according to the bountiful gift of God. This is the wise and faithful servant whom the master placed in charge of his household. Psalm 111. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth, and the children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the wise and faithful servant whom the master placed in charge of his household. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. There will be only one flock and one shepherd. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. There will be only one flock and one shepherd. Our gospel reading this evening is the gospel according to Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 to 19. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, how will its saltiness be restored? 'Tis no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trodden underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. And nor do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. So let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Think not that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until it is accomplished. And whoever then breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Well, as you know, we are celebrating the feast of Saint Dominic today. So, a few thoughts about Saint Dominic. Oh my goodness, there is so much one could say about Saint Dominic. He was born in 1170, died in 1221, so he lived to a very young age, really, 53. But there was something special about Dominic, that wherever he went, he walked, never went on horseback or anything like that. There was something about him that he wanted to be like and with the poor. But there is something special about Dominic. I mean, he came from a very holy family. In fact, all his family, his father, his mother, and his brothers, they are all blessed, or they are all saints, or special people on the altars of the church. So he came from a very holy family. And then he became a canon regular, became a priest, was taught by his uncle, and eventually he went with the bishop to Sweden to go and arrange a marriage for one of his countrymen, one of the royal people of his countrymen. And in the end he found the glories of the church in France. And there he found the church, which in those days were very corrupt. Lots of rich prelates, priests, bishops, and so on, riding around in lots of glory and glamour and so on. But he also experienced the other side of the church, the poor. He experienced the heretical side of the church. There was a group in those days called the Albigensians, and they were people who held that everything physical, everything to do with the body, was evil, that only the spirit was good. And Dominic was able to look around the world and say, no, the world is created by God, and the world is a good place. It's a wonderful place. I think St. Dominic would have felt very much at home today with all our eco-theology and our eco-thoughts nowadays about the beauty of nature and the wonder of nature and so on. But what was it about St. Dominic that has endured to this day? Well, there are a couple of things. The Dominican Order has, I would say, two mottos. Its greatest motto is Veritas, and that's why I say that this radio station is called Veritas, which means truth. It's the Latin word for truth. And that's the motto of the order, to preach the truth. The other little tagline or motto of the order is Contemplatio et aliis tradere. Contemplate and then give to others the fruits of your contemplation. Now, when we just rest with these two mottos, veritas, contemplation, and preaching, these, I think, form the basis, the very heart of the thrust of the order in every age. What St. Dominic, what influenced him very much was, of course, the gospel of Jesus. And what Dominic wanted to do was to gather around him a group of people who would imbibe, a group of people who take on board the values of the apostles, for example, and become a group of apostolic men who would go out, sent by the Lord, to proclaim the good news. People who would go with nothing, go in simplicity. And so Dominic would do this. He sent his disciples, his followers, out two by two throughout the world, and he sent them with nothing, really, to go and proclaim the gospel of truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it was in France, in the south of France, that he experienced this Albigensian heresy and this these heretical people. Now, when I reflect and meditate on this, I can only think that St. Dominic was so in love with the Lord, so in love with the Scriptures, that wherever he went, he had a book, the book of the Scriptures, with him. Just as our Holy Father Francis today says, wherever you go, always have a book of the New Testament in your pocket. Read the Scriptures. St. Dominic loved our Lord Jesus Christ. He truly loved our Lord. And he loved the Scriptures because it was through the Scriptures that he came to know who Jesus was. And so his deep study of the Scriptures is what gave him a conviction about Jesus Christ, to go out and proclaim this good news that he read about and learnt in and through the Gospels. And so one of the marks of St. Dominic was that he insisted on his disciples that they be students, that they would study the Scriptures, study theology, and go out and proclaim the truth. Now, when you come across heresy, when you come across people who don't speak the truth, you first of all need to know the truth in your own heart. So you need to have a sound theology. And Dominic was somebody who had this sound theology. And when we look at many of the other Dominicans throughout the ages, they were all people with sound theology who would proclaim the truth in and through the theology that they studied and preached. But the Scriptures was only one leg on which he stood. The other leg on which he stood was a deep knowledge of Jesus Christ. Dominic was a man of prayer. The legends tell us, the stories tell us, that wherever Dominic went, he would speak about God or he'd speak with God. He was a joyful man. He would sing as he went along. But he studied the Scriptures, and in his deep in his heart and also in his everyday life, he would speak to God or about God. Now, it's these qualities of Dominic, that he was somebody who studied the Scriptures and studied theology, and somebody who in his own prayer life came to know Jesus Christ deeply in his life. He had lived a very intense life of prayer. It's because he was he had these qualities in him that he was able to go out and to confront the heresies that he encountered, that he was able to confront the bishops and the priests of his day. And he said to them, come off your horses and walk amongst the people and get to know them. Pope Francis says nowadays, you must smell like your sheep. And I believe that Dominic was somebody like that, who smelt like his sheep. He would go and spend the night in the inn or in the pub and talk to people and convince them about the truth and lead them to the truth, argue with them right through until morning. But he could only do this because of his intense love of the Lord, because of his deep knowledge of Scripture and theology, that he was able to confront that reality in his day. And today we celebrate the 800th jubilee of the Dominican Order. St. Dominic founded the Order in 1216. And throughout the world, we are celebrating the 800th Jubilee of the Order. For 800 years, Dominicans have been taking this legacy of Dominic, of study, of prayer, of preaching, of living together in community, being formed in community, and going out to proclaim and preach the gospel. This has been lived right down through the ages, and we live it also today. So we thank God for St. Dominic and for what he has meant to the church and continues to mean for the church today. And let's take a page out of his book, and let's also do what we can to study the scriptures, to read the scriptures every day, to have the scriptures as a vade mecum, to have the scriptures not just in our pockets, but to read the scriptures every day, to study. Maybe we can go and visit the Catholic bookshop and go and find a couple of books that would help us study theology and something about scripture and so on, but to come to a better knowledge of our faith. And my goodness, don't we need that today? My experience is that there are many people today, devout Catholics, but have a very, very shallow knowledge of their faith. We need to deepen that faith, all right? And then take to heart the example of Dominic. Be a person of prayer and proclaim the good news, not just by word, but also by the way we live and by the things we say. So let's take to heart then the values of St. Dominic and make them our own. This is a man who loves his brothers and intercedes for the people. He laid down his life for his brothers. This is a man who loves his brothers and intercedes for the people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This is a man who loves his brothers and sisters and intercedes for the people. This is the faithful and wise steward whom the master placed over his household to give them their measure of food at the proper time. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is the faithful and wise steward whom the master placed over his household to give them their measure of food at the proper time. Now let us pray to Christ, the High Priest, who was appointed to represent people in their relations with God. Lord, save your people. Lord Jesus, in times past you have lighted the way for your people through wise and holy leaders. May Christians always enjoy this sign of your loving kindness. You forgave the sins of your people when holy pastors prayed. Continually cleanse your church through their powerful intercession. In the presence of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and you poured on them your Spirit. Fill with your Holy Spirit all the leaders of your people. Nothing could ever separate the holy pastors from your love. Do not lose even one of those whom you redeemed by your passion. Through the pastors of your church, you give your sheep eternal life, and no one can steal them from you. Save the faithful departed, for whom you lay down your life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you gave St. Dominic to the church of his day as a great preacher of your truth. We pray that he will help us in our time by his merits, his teaching, and his unfailing prayer. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Benedicere, predicare, laudare, we praise our Lord with our saints. Benedicere, we lift our voice in song. Predicare, we proclaim your word to the world. Laudare, benedicere, predicare. Sent out to preach by Dominic, sent two by two to all the world, sent out to study the gospel of grace, to find new ways to preach.
Dare, benedicere, predicare, the motto of the Dominican Order. And that's the Jubilee song as we celebrate the 800th Jubilee of the birth of the Order. Right, well, there we go, and that's where we have to leave it, I'm afraid. Thank you very much for joining me on this feast of St. Dominic. I wish you a wonderful evening, and thank you to those of you who have contacted me and sent me messages just to wish me a very happy feast day. To all of you, may God bless you and keep you, and please, do pray for me and pray for the Dominicans.